with all the Ganpati sitting around me and you all the Ganas sitting in front of me. I don't know what to say. It's remarkable, very remarkable. Because most of you come from a culture which has never shown any respect of Sri Ganesh. They never realized how important it was. That without Sri Ganesha's qualities, we cannot achieve anything in our life. The idea of everyday, moment to moment, enjoyment has destroyed. And also the desire to know the Divine. I am Rala also. Vanishes also in the thin air. Because you get lost into this moment to moment enjoyment till you get destructive, completely destroyed. But I really don't understand how you have achieved this state where you see the purity is so important to life. That Ganesha's qualities, his value system and his innocence to be imbibed. I feel very gratified that such a thing has happened now in your lives. And you all are so much in praise for Sri Ganesha. Sri Ganesha is there from our childhood. Yesterday you saw the children, how they were so beautiful and entertained us the most. Everybody had a smile on their face. And I said, don't laugh, because if you laugh, they feel a little offended. And they think that you are laughing at them. The enjoyment that we had from that drama of children was more than what one would expect from adults doing that kind of a drama just to entertain us. It might be some sort of a very subtle joy of Sri Ganesha that made us so happy. We all have Sri Ganesh settled very nicely within ourselves and in you awakened. Awakened in such a manner that in your free will also you do not want to do things that will go against Sri Ganesha. His manifestation within you is so evident. You see your faces, they are so beautifully shining, so very different from other people. One day I was traveling from London and there was one Indian lady who came to see me. And she said, I was surprised to see your disciples, their faces were shining with such light. I have never seen any disciples like that. I asked her, who are you? She said, I am married in Guru Nanak's family. And all the people in his family are just the opposite what Sri Guru Nanaka was. So I said, because they worship Sri Ganesha. So she said that in our family nobody worships Sri Ganesh. I said, it cannot be possible. How is it? No, they believe in Nirakar, the formless God of Chaitanya. I said, but who is the source of that Chaitanya? Why don't they find out who is the source? So they said that Nanaka has only talked up to this point. He has not talked about the source. I said, better find out. Because in this book, maybe some things have been taken away. And then somebody gave me a passage where he had described the innocence, the deity of Sri Ganesha also. He had described that the whole creation was done by the mother and not by the father. It's very surprising because Nirakaris, those people who don't believe in the forms of God, always talk of father, not of the mother. It is true also about Christianity, also about Islam, also about the Jews. All of them, they talk of the father and not of the mother, nor about Sri Ganesh. It seems in the ancient time they believed in child god, even in China, even in Greece, and also in many other countries who were supposed to be primitive. But they all believed in the child god. So now, when we deal with our children, we should know that they are just like Sri Ganesh. They are very innocent, very simple, except in cases sometimes they are affected by some things and they lose their moorings. But Sri Ganesha's greatest contribution to Sahaja Yoga is that he makes you feel my vibration. He makes you feel the beauty of purity and simplicity. Only possible if Sri Ganesha is awakened within you. Also, the Kundalini won't rise without the sanction of this Chancellor. He is the one sitting on Muladhara. But you should know he is on every chakra. Innocence cures all the maladies, physical, mental, emotional, especially the spiritual. But Sri Ganesha's quality, the most important, is that he believes in emitting vibration. He believes in projecting his vibrations to everyone. That is the quality. Now I feel all of you as Sahaja Yogis can use. You got your realization without any effort, I should say. It was such. The life before Self-realization was different. You got your transformation and you have jumped into the new era of, as I say, of meta-science. But here now we have to see, whatever we have got, what are we to do with it? You of course know that you have to give realizations to others, you have to cure people, you have to love them and you have to be compassionate. But apart from that, now the deliberations about yourself have to start. That is through Sri Ganesha's powers that are within you. You should see that you can emit your powers, your energy to others. You can project it to others. Now, for example, if somebody comes to you, meets you, if you know how to deliberately project your energy, this is a new type of meditation you have to practice. That to emit your energy, project your energy to others. You don't have to say anything, you don't have to talk. But just feel deliberately, again I say deliberately, it's not search, it's not spontaneous. This is what you have to practice, is to emit your energy of your innocence of Sri Ganesha to others. So when they see you, their innocence would be awakened. Now for example, say we had some problems in London and Sir Yogis told me, Mother, there are still, you know, some men are looking at us, and some said that there are many women who are looking at us. It was a mutual sort of a thing going on. I said, you can project your energy in such a manner that that projection will stop all this kind of stupid behavior of other people, and also make them understand, respect you and feel your dignity. Not very difficult. But on the contrary, as the culture is to attract men and attract women, it will diminish. The energy will diminish. When you feel your own dignity and serenity, and that you are now self-realized people, you are not ordinary people, a kind of majestic personality develops within you. That majestic personality really can have a tremendous effect on the surrounding people. Tremendous. It's a kind of a deliberate projection you should start. I don't know that side, that how to project it or how to deliberately do it. It's just spontaneous with me. It just happens. But you can achieve it yourself with little practice. Try to face such people with not disdain or contempt, but just your majestic personality. This personality, see, is here now, you see, is sitting in such a majestic manner and is also giving the vibrations to others. The whole figure is doing something suddenly to people. To expect that the whole world will change spontaneously is, I don't think, is all right. Because, you know, the world is so chaotic, full of so much chaos, so much ego, so much conditioning. But something within you can rise above others with your sense of dignity, with your complete selfhood, where you stand with yourself. You are not to be rude, you are not to be egoistical. You need not say things if you don't want to say anything. Just that silent personality can emit such beautiful vibrations, which you have stored up a lot of vibrations within yourself. And this storing up is showing on your faces, which I said are shining. But the innocence that you have, you have to be proud of it. Very much proud of it. Even now, sometimes, you feel that people will say you are not properly dressed up, or maybe you are ugly looking, or all kinds of things that they expect every other person to be. It's a funny thing that in this world, all human beings expect others to be very good. Everybody should be a hero or something. What about themselves? They never think. So now you have become heroes in the sense that spiritually you are much higher than all of them. So this projection, when it starts, I am saying again, deliberate. Then you should not be afraid that I'll develop my ego. You should not be afraid that I'll get some conditioning. But just in a way, with the understanding that you have these powers within you beautifully expressing themselves, as a child does. You see, if there's one child, it can entertain at least 100 people. What is so sweet about the child is the innocence. The way he speaks, the way he talks, the way he behaves, the way he expresses his love is so simple. But it has something in the essence, this innocence of Sri Ganesh. Anywhere, there's a question of children. The whole world gets worried about it. The whole world wants to solve the problem. If a child is in trouble, anywhere, all over the world, it will be circulated that such and such thing is happening to such a child. And everybody will be worried. They see a child anywhere, the faces change. You see the faces. The expression changes automatically because that child is emitting that innocence. Without any deliberations, without any special way of doing it, but just spontaneously. But then you grow. You start growing with others who are also not innocent. You have to meet them, you can't run away from the society. You start getting all the rapport with such people who are talking about things, actually those who are criticizing Sri Ganesh. Gradually your innocence starts dying out. And you feel sometimes inferior to all those who are supposed to be very great warriors against innocence. In the sense that when I was in London, I saw they all used to laugh at me because I had this kumkum. But I used to think they don't know why I am wearing it. They're so ignorant there. Very ignorant people that they don't know in India. All the married women have to wear this. Even the Muslims wear that. They also wear Mangal Sutra. So I said that this is just written down on my head that I am a married woman. Is just to tell people that don't bother me. I've got my husband behind me and he can take you to task. This kind of ignorance is so much in the West, and still they think they are a higher race, they are greater people. They don't know even small things about life. For the innocents, I think they have lost any knowledge about it long time back. And that's how it is a society today which is absolutely lost its own moorings. Every individual is separate, every individual is doing something, and they don't know each other. Without innocence, you cannot have a rapport with other people. Because that means you have some sort of a lust or greed behind the whole thing. So much so now, it's become so boring, the whole thing, that even once I told a Sahajogi that if you are going there, there's a family and they have a daughter, so just give this present to her. Simple thing. Now this yogi was quite an elderly person, not a young boy. He said, "Mother, I better not go." I said, "Why?" "Because they will misunderstand." "What will they misunderstand? Why am I giving a present to this girl?" I said, "But it's I am giving. What is the harm?" "No, that's the psychology." He was himself a psychologist. "That's the psychology. So I cannot take this present for that girl." I mean, I was, for Indians, you know, you don't understand this kind of a fear. But then I noticed it's too much, that they don't want to be with any woman. They don't want to be alone with any woman. And they said, "Mother, you don't know these women. They will make a rape case against us." "But how?" "They do." So the whole idea is to challenge the innocence of people. For that I must say, they made this Freud into a god. Because of his writings, I don't know how they accept also such writing. Can't understand how they accept, because I think they have no idea as to what they are. Somebody asked me about Freud, then what did he say? "Why people are so much against, why are you so against?" I said, "He said that there's a bad relationship between the mother and the son." He just jumped. "He said so? My goodness, thank God he never came to India. Otherwise you would have cut them into pieces and put them in the Indian Sea." I said, "But why spoil the purity of Indian Sea also?" He was so annoyed and angry. He said, "How could they tolerate such a nonsense? How could they accept such a nonsense against the mother? They have no purity." I said, "That's the trouble with them." Now the trouble is that the brain developed too much. Ego developed too much, and any such stupid idea, it's much worse than stupid, was accepted. And that is how I find it so boring. Every time, anywhere you go, it's nothing but the sex business. It's too much. I can't understand how people go on tolerating. It's all right at the most. In some films, adult films, you might show some nonsense. But every time you see something, you find suddenly this kind of a nonsensical scene is coming, this bedroom scenes, this is. And people like it. They pay for it. They want to have all aspects of it. It is such a natural thing. What is there to talk about it all the time? I don't understand. It's only the development of the brain of such a manner that every kind of nonsense it wants to accept. So what? What's wrong? You are mad. That's what you go to lunatic asylum. Lunatics also talk like that. What? So what's wrong? Same way. Because of such acceptance, they don't know how much people have ruined their family life, their children's life. In every way, we find the whole society is full of this nonsense. And especially in the television, Italy especially. I mean, certain buttons you should not press. You should be very careful, otherwise you don't know what you face and you go for vomiting. You see, as Indians, first reaction is to vomit. But for people who have not yet realize the value of this innocence can be easily taken up by this kind of nonsense that's going on. Whatever it is, through the blessings of Sri Ganesha, you are all transformed. You are on a different line. Yesterday these two musicians were surprised how you were praising Ganesha. They couldn't believe it. How could you praise Sri Ganesh? Because you have not even heard the name of Sri Ganesha before. I said, they see what Sri Ganesha has done to them. How he has made their attention so beautiful that they enjoy all the beautiful things of the world, all the innocent things of the world. And there are many people like that, I can tell you, who are struggling. Not that all the societies accepted this nonsense. There are many who are struggling, because I know in England they published a book about what children have to say about the politicians. Very sweet, sweet things, very sweet. And those books were published, were 5,000 books, because if you publish 5,000 you get it cheaper or something like that. And in one day all the books were sold out. In one day. That shows that there are so many people still who are respecting their innocence. And they want to be innocent and they want to enjoy it. But a society has to be created of that kind. For that, you must have a kind of a personality. You know that I was in London and once I went to Greece. And the minister's wives also came to meet me. I was surprised. Normally they don't do. So they said, you see, our husbands told us, if you want to see serenity personified, then you must see Mrs. Srivastava. I was surprised in Greece they are talking of serenity. In these modern times, anybody talking about purity? I just couldn't understand, but I felt at the back of their mind, their tradition, whatever it is, these men could see that simple thing in me and they went and told them. And they all enjoyed my company very much. I was making them laugh and telling them things and all that. And one of them then turned around and said, Mrs. Srivastava, you're just like a child. I said, really? No, we enjoyed your company so much. And when I was coming, they were in tears. So what I'm saying, that whatever innocent personality you have to project now. To project towards others. Say, somebody trying to be funny with you. Just with one glance, you can put that person right. You don't like it. Just to say you don't like it, in a way, that's a projection. Around your society, around where you are working, you'll also find people who have no sense of innocence. And it's disgusting to be with them. But as you have powers, you must use, is to project. I see with Sahajogis, they don't even cure people. They'll tell me, Mother, he is to be cured, that is to be done. But you are so many, why do you need me to do that now? You all can cure a patient, you can help the patient. Why can't you do it? What is the need for me to do it? You have those qualities within you because potentially you had them before and now they are enlightened through the grace of Sri Ganesha. Now what you have to do is to assert them. In that, of course, you must remember not to use your ego, not to use your mind. So somebody would say that, Mother, without mind, how can you impress others? How can you have a rapport with others? Very simple. Just go thoughtless. Once you are thoughtless, you are in the realm of the Divine. And then the Divine takes charge. And it will start emitting such beautiful vibrations that you will be amazed at yourself, how things are working out. It is not a coincidence, we should say. Like once I was going somewhere and they told me that you have to be very careful. I said, why? Because in the night you see these Naxalites are here and they might just kill you. I said, it's all right. He said, no, it's very late, you be careful. So the gentleman with me was very much worried. He said, take out your ornaments, everything. He put them under the seat and did all that. So, as soon as we reached that place where many Naxalites were standing with their lanterns and with their sticks, so I told the driver that for 1 minute you stop the car. He said, no, I will not. No, you stop. I looked at them and I don't know what happened. They just moved on. I said, now speed up the car. You see, it is the power that you have, unless and until you use this power of love and compassion, you will not know what you have got. And that comes from your Sri Ganesh. You see how children understand love. If you are nice to them, how they react. Maybe sometimes they do not. But 99% children I have seen, they really react to love. In our school in Dharamshala, there were two children and they were very troublesome to begin with. And the parents were worried about them. They sent them to Dharamshala and otherwise they were very demanding, as the modern children are. You buy this, you buy that, go here, we want McDonald's, this, that was going on. When they went to the school for 1 year, they came back. And the parents asked them, oh, what do you want? They said, we don't want anything. We don't want anything. Want to go to McDonald's? They were American. No, no, we don't want to go to McDonald's. We want to sit here and watch mother's videos. They said, this suddenly what has happened to them? They were so troublesome. Why are they now so much changed? What's the matter with them? So then they said, what about food? Whatever you cook, we'll eat. We are not bothered. They were amazed how these children had changed. Then they said, but we must go out somewhere. We must see the river, we must see the mountain. All right, that will do. Then again they came home. No demands, nothing. They didn't want to go for any shopping or asking for any shirts or blouse or nothing. Very much satisfied, dignified. So they said, what's the matter with you? You don't want anything. No, we want something, but we don't know how to tell you. I said, what is it? Because you don't have that. You can't get it in the market. But what is it? He said, can you get us a pendant of Sri Mataji? So sweetly, you know, they said. That's all. But they said, you don't have? No, we don't have any. So you just get us the pendant of Sri Mataji. That's all. I mean, so deep expression. We don't want anything else. I mean, I know the children, I've met them, but I've not been with them for a long time, I've never been so close to them, nothing. But look at the love that they have. And they were telling me in the school in the beginning that anybody was to trouble us, we said, now we are going to inform Sri Mataji. No, 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 don't inform her. Why? Because she will not love me anymore. Can you imagine? The value of my love is so much understood by these little children, and so much they admire, they want it. It has no material gain by that, nothing. All this really shows that Christ, as He has said it, that you have to be like small children to enter into the kingdom of God. Without that, you cannot enjoy anything. Like yesterday's program was really, I must say, these Swiss have worked very hard. They're very hard working, I know, but not to this extent. That they started singing Indian music so well in such a combination. And we all enjoyed all that very much. Now imagine these Swiss, you see, who are overactive always, working, I don't know. They have no time to think about creating something innocent, creating something sweet of this kind. And the way they did it, I mean, shows really that they love Sri Ganesha and they understand the value of Sri Ganesha's manifestation in them. I was really surprised how they could learn all this Indian music and so many sitting together singing that song. And there were some Indians. I said, can you sing like this? He said, no. I said, look at this face. This is the power of Sri Ganesha's love. Because they were to celebrate Sri Ganesha's birthday. So they got equipped from within. But if they had not projected it, there would have been nothing. So whatever he is giving you, whatever he is creating in you, this beautiful innocence, this beautiful fragrance of your living, every moment when you are enjoying it, also know that we have to give it to others. We have to pour this into others. Well, it will work out. I know it will work out. It is so tremendous. Its powers are so tremendous. Yesterday you saw that in the children's program that nobody could beat him, even Shiva or anyone. And Shiva had to cut his head before he didn't know, because he didn't know how to overpower him otherwise. This is what we have to understand, that if you are innocent, nobody can cheat us, nobody can trouble us. Because in innocence you become a person who doesn't care for what is happening to you. You become a person who tolerates everything, thinking these are, you don't even think, you feel they are something, stupid people, that's all. It is a story about a king in China. As I am going to China, there was a king in China. They are very wise people. I must say Chinese are extremely wise. And he decided to win a, what you call, cockfight. It's a cockfight. Imagine the king thinking like that. But he, it's all child's play. So he went to one great saint and told him that how will you train a cock to fight the other cocks. He said, leave the cock with me. So he left the cock there. And he trained him very well. Because when king arrived after 1 month, before the fight, he said, see now, take this cock, as you're done. He said, this one is not doing anything, just standing straight. He said, yes, yes, that's it, you take it. So he took that cock and showed it. Put him in that contest. So all the cocks were together. They started troubling this cock. It's just standing like this as if some stupid people are trying to trouble me. He wouldn't touch them, he wouldn't react, nothing of the kind. He was just standing straight. So all the cocks were surprised that this one is not protesting. He's just bearing up everything and he's not bothered as to what we are doing. One by one, all the cocks disappeared from the field of that where they were having these fights. And this was the only cock which stood up. So the king was surprised. He took him to the saint and he said, this one has become a saint now. So it's better you keep it with him. He's such a saint that they were all trying to trouble him. He was least bothered, he was looking like this, left side, right side, both sides. He thought, what's going on with these people? Why are they behaving like this? So this is what I have to tell you, that your personality itself is made like that. And now you worship him so much, he is within you. And any kind of problems that you have will be really solved very easily if you take to your innocence. And that will create coincidences, as they call it. But I would say it's not coincidence, it's the vibrations. That you will be amazed how things are solved. You'll say, Mother, this had happened, that had happened. Now see, the other day it rained so much. It rained so much so that they said it has all become a knee-deep mud here, and Mother, what are we to do? I said, it's all right, leave it to him. Next day, it was very hot. Imagine underneath these things, the whole thing got dried out. And today you are here for the puja. It's an impossible thing. that there could be such a change in the weather that one day it rains so heavily and second day the whole thing gets absolutely dried out. It's his work. Because he's so much powerful. You have come to worship him. So, first of all, cleansing has to be done. And he did the cleansing by putting the rain. Here is so heavy rains. And some of the part of the rains which came near this Palazzo Dorio, they turned into, into ice. I don't know what is English word is that. So they all started and the whole thing went round the house, you see. They were all forming into little ice balls falling nearby. Now it is something unbelievable that all over it is just rain, only near our house it is the ice balls are coming. We can call it miracles, we can call it anything, but it is Sri Ganesha's, we should say, sensitivity that thought that now this rain is going near my mother's house, so let us make some sort of a beautiful ice balls. And I went out and I saw and I was amazed how it was all around my house, there were ice balls. What he can do, what he's capable, is absolutely unbelievable. How he guides you and how he helps you, how he takes you to right path. Not only that, how he protects you. All the time he is with you because you have become his ganas now. You are his ganas. So he protects you, looks after you, gives you all the guidance. He takes you to the right path. He takes you to the righteous road. He gives you all that is dharmic to enjoy. You always meet friends here and there. You think it's a coincidence, it is not. And that is how he works. He works with all his beautiful, sweet, loving attention on you because you are his ganas. But the ganas have to work. As I say, that in our body there are ganas and they fight the disease, they fight the problems that are in the body. Those antibodies, which are the ganas of Sri Ganesha. In the same way, you are also his ganas. He does all this for you. He protects you, loves you. He gives you all the good time. Then what are we doing about it? It should not be one-sided. When he does all this for you, then what should we do about Sri Ganesha? What can we do as antibodies? You don't have to fight the enemies with any sword or any kind of a weapon. The enemies you can conquer by simple two methods. One is try your love, your pure love on them. Try that. You may melt away many people. Or else, if that is not working, then what should you do is to sit down and meditate and give bandhans. There are ways of giving bandhans. The bandhan works so fast and so beautifully that you are amazed how it has worked. Because you are so powerful. The way you give bandhan, anybody else can give, it is not going to work. It's only you, the Sahaja Yogis, can give bandhan. There are different types of bandhans you have to give. And all that works out so well. So we have to have now faith in our own powers. And we have to know that we are now empowered by Sri Ganesha to do the work of Sahaja Yoga. To do the work of Sahaja Yoga is not to feel that you are doing it, but it's Sri Ganesha who is doing it. You will be surprised giving realizations to people. It's the greatest joy such yogis can have. And then you don't have to think that you have done it. Then is the best. But if you think you have done it, then I'm very tired or I've done this. Many people come and tell me, Mother, we have done this, we have done that. That means they are just feeling the strain of doing any work. But you are not to feel any strain. His powers are within you. You can see it. Believe me. Believe in yourself. Have confidence in yourself. Confidence and faith in yourself. And that you are a storehouse of innocence, which is nothing but compassion and love. If you have that faith, you will definitely develop a beautiful way of talking to others, of having relationship with others. It is something that is really a gift of Sri Ganesh. I don't think I ever shouted at anyone. Even on my children, I've never shouted. Never. I've never got into a fury or a temper. Because I think I can manage without it. Of course, I had to correct, I had to tell people. But one thing I've seen, that everybody has been afraid of one thing, that somehow I should never drive out somebody from Sahaja Yoga. Because Sahaja Yoga is such a joy. It is such an energy-giving thing. It is such a light that you feel absolutely confident about yourself. So, to ask you to leave Sahaja Yoga is the greatest punishment, because you can't leave me now. It's difficult. Just can't leave me. It's impossible. And that is what it is, that you also develop those qualities that you can't leave. See a child, if it is lost, I mean the parents just go off. They don't know how the child is lost. But supposing some son of theirs is a very bad boy, is misbehaving, is doing all kinds of wrong things, they don't mind. But when they are young, they are innocent. It's some sort of a tremendous attachment to them and understanding that they are our children, we have to look after them. So this innocence that attracts you, that keeps you wondering about your children, about other children. And I was very happy the way you gave a present to Bido, because he's doing a very difficult task, I must say. And this appreciation shows that to you it's very valuable that your children are looked after. But you are also child of your mother. As a result, you have all these powers within yourself. But you must know how to smile. You must know how to win over people. Still there are some Sahaja Yogis and some Sahaja Yoginis who are still rather stiff. I find them little stiff type. And they can't give up their stiffness. Maybe they think no end of themselves or whatever it is. Then they will not enjoy Sahaja Yoga. Of course, mentally they understand Sahaja Yoga and all that. But they cannot enjoy fully Sahaja Yoga and its mirth, its joyous moments. Today is to celebrate his birth, and he was the first god that was created on this earth. Because he is also auspiciousness. He is also holiness. So, the primordial mother didn't want to create this world without first creating the holiness, the auspiciousness, the purity. And that's why he was first created. Created on this earth with vibrations, just bundle of vibrations. So that he can look after all the people who are going to come from ages to ages to guide them always on the right path. So he is supposed to be in charge of our conscience. The conscience that eats you up sometimes, that says, this is not all right, this I should not have done, that I should have not done. But one should try to take very great pride in it. Like there was one gentleman, an Indian. Indians can be exceptionally innocent sometimes, exceptionally. You can't understand them. So I told him, why did you give up your land? He said, Mother, I thought that later on when my children will grow, I might become greedy. And I may not give this land to my brother who deserves it. Because I'm too clever, I can cheat him. So I thought it's better to give up. So I gave up the land to my brother. He so innocently was telling me that I should not become greedy because maybe that my children will grow up and I will feel that I must give all this to my children. So I decided to give up the land just now to my own brother. But I said, what about your brother? He said, he deserves, he needs. I don't need so much land. I'm doing very well in life. That's why I've given. But legally said it was not in his name. But I thought it's better that I give it to him now. Later on I might become a bad man. So the innocence works out in such a manner. A very sweet, sweet stories I've got to tell you. There's one Sir Yogi was a little boy, say about 16 years of old. He came to me and he said, my mother has some badhas and the father too. I don't know what to do. Now supposing I leave my father and mother, then will the badhas also leave me? I said, maybe, may not be, depends on. Then what is the need for people to leave their parents when they are 18 years of age? Why do people leave their parents at the 18 years of age? Because, see, it will be a big loss. I said, why? Firstly, you know, that if I start smoking, who will stop me? Such an innocent thing. If I start smoking, only my father can slap me on the face, nobody else. So he can save me from the smoking. I was amazed at his innocence, the way he was saying that I want my father to be there to slap him. You see, and then he said, and then my mother, she's the one who corrects me every point. So if she goes away, if I am not with her, who will correct me? Who will tell me, don't do this and don't do that? I never understood that. Look at this man, boy of 16 years, he's an Indian, telling me that his parents' utility is that they are the only people who can stop him from doing wrong things. Because he was a born realized. And he could see that if I try to do something wrong, it's only my parents can tell me. So this innocence always seeks virtuous life, this better life, and it doesn't sort of assert on others. But it somehow or other, when there is innocence, just like you people are now self-realized people, in the light of yourself, you don't want to do something that is not innocent. That is not simple. For example, I've never seen such honest people as we have in Sahaja Yoga. Absolutely honest. I mean, they don't want to take a single pie out of things. Of course, there have been some horrible people also who made lots of money out of Sahaja Yoga, doesn't matter. But most of you have become so honest. I mean, there's so much corruption in this world, and to see people who are so honest. Now the greatest quality, as you know, of Sri Ganesha, as was told yesterday, that for them their mother is the most important. What mother says, what mother does, that's the most important thing. I mean, it is so much that I really can't understand how you people so much fond of me. Because I think that whatever you think about me mentally is nothing compared to what you have within yourself. And that is Sri Ganesha's, again, the quality. Because he is so attached to me that he will fight his father, he will fight everybody. That's what you are. Anything against me you cannot tolerate, anything wrong said against me you cannot follow. I've seen people getting furious if somebody said a word against me. So this quality of love for me is coming from Sri Ganesha Vidini. But the another quality, as I said, that he makes the Ganas work, and so you have to work it out. Yesterday's thing has shown me how this collectivity of Switzerland has come up so well. So well. And it was really showing how we can progress. You all have talents. Not that only Swiss have. You all have talents. You all have understanding. You are all intelligent. All of you are special people. And you have to work out in collective way and also individual way to show your quality of Sri Ganesh. The way he has rhythm in him. It's very rhythmic. And yesterday those two big musicians sitting, he said, Mother, they are so rhythmically clapping. They're so rhythmic. There's no ha-ha, hoo-hoo. Just clapping and so rhythmic. Nobody makes a mistake. Then they said when they sing also, nobody is out of tune. Normally if 10 people are singing without proper training, then this are in alto, tenor, bass, everything, they go on. And you don't know what swar they have taken and what note they are singing. But they were yesterday very amazed that all of you were singing on the same note. You wouldn't leave the note and come on to another note. It, that shows that the rhythm of Sri Ganesha is working in him. And his understanding of music, which is one of his qualities, is that he dances on the music of which Nataraja, the father, Shiva, has taught. It's very rhythmic. That part I think little bit Sahaja Yogis are missing. That when they dance, they need not be all of them in very rhythmic pattern. They're all right, but still one has to learn a little more rhythmic pattern would be a good idea. As the Sri Ganesha, which is such a big stomach he has, he dances so well. So lightly he lifts his body, and the way he works it out is amazing. How does he do it with such a short person, with such a thick legs? He is very light. And the lightness comes because of innocence. Muladhara. If the Muladhara is all right, then lightness is there. You have seen in Maharashtra how these people were playing the Lejim with such speed, with such lightness. They were lifting their legs and hand. It was really amazing how they were doing it. And it is only the innocence of these people, of the villages, that they don't understand much of this nonsense. They don't know what is going on with all these things. They earn their living, they are farmers, and then in the evening they just sleep off in complete innocence. They do not plan, they do not sit down and find out how to kill somebody, maybe something, how to rob somebody, or another bad things that people think, the bad action that comes into their minds. There is no time for them. They work the whole day. In the evening, nicely they sleep. Or else, they will have a bhajan mandali where they will all sing together in a very beautiful manner. So it's a real sahaj style where we don't have to think about killing anybody or to murder anybody. Like all these cults, they have weapons with them. I can't understand. Even I was told that in Poland, our Pope Maharaj sent lots of weapons there. What is the need for anybody who is spiritual to have weapons around and think of violence and killing people? Because there is no innocence at all. You can see that. If you are innocent, your power is your innocence. You don't have to have weapons and guns and things. All these religions, so-called, are using nothing but weapons and guns and all kinds of killing objects, and they are also killed. It's a funny thing going on in the name of God, in the name of Shri Ganesh. There is no need for us to fight. There is no need for us to think that we'll kill this man or kill that one. Only you have to just desire, project your energy, and you will see the person will disappear. He'll either become a transformed person or he will not be there to trouble you. So, one thing I have to again stress, that we must know our qualities and our powers. Many people I know could never come on the stage and speak also. I said, you get along, finished, start. What? Anything, you just project. I can do it, why can't I do it? To say I can't, I'm sorry. This sorry is so common now, all the telephone also people will say sorry. I said, well, what sorry? All the time sorry, sorry, sorry. We used to, I beg your pardon, we used to say was sensible. But the way people are, poor me, you know, how can I do it? All such people are not yet aware of their powers that they have got. You can do it, everything, you can. Everything can be managed. After all, you have the power. In that power, you must know that you are not going to do something indiscreet, you are not going to spoil anybody, but your power itself will show that this power is really of love, affection, compassion for the transformation of the whole world. I am thinking of the complete global transformation, which is, I know, is a mad dream, but still I think like that. Because I see you all, then I think you all can do it. And when I see the Shri Ganesha in you, I'm sure it will work out. So, in my lifetime, I have seen so many such yogis all over. How things have worked out, you have heard about in Brazil and also in Argentina. Most unexpected. The people came to program from 12 o'clock in the morning, when we were going to have the program at 7 o'clock. I reached there about 8 as usual, and they said, Mother, you won't believe there was a big drama here. I said, what drama? They were sitting here from 12 o'clock, so all those who came earlier got into inside, but those who came at the last minute, they would not be allowed, and they are sitting there and fighting, no, we are going to come inside. So then, one of the Sahaja Yogis sensibly went and talked to the manager and told Baba, let them come. There is room. So there were four tier. First one was the ground, then one more, one more, one more. When I came, I saw, what's this? All over, the whole thing was filled with these people. I had never seen them before. But they were there. And so respectful, so much absorbing the vibrations. And I found it difficult to control my tears out of real feeling of such gratitude for Shri Ganesh. He's the one who worked it out. That's why they say always, first worship Shri Ganesh before starting any work. Because then it gives you that peace, that tremendous powerful peace which works out so many things that you never thought of it. So, we have to request Shri Ganesha that all the problems of our land owning should be solved by him and by your Shri Ganesh power. We are still hoping to get the land, and I want to install this properly for you, because every time I don't want you to suffer like this. It's a pilgrimage, but rather difficult this time you all had. But you managed it very nicely. And you never showed any kind of a reluctance to accept this challenge. Shri Ganesha was testing you, I think, also a little bit. But all that has worked out so well, and now we are here to do the puja of Shri Ganesh. May God bless you.